This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
You may succeed in silencing me, but that silence comes at a price. You have shown yourself to be as barbaric and ruthless as your most hostile critics have claimed.
Alexander Goldfarb reading a statement former KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko dictated from his deathbed, accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of his murder. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott. You seem to have survived Thanksgiving.
Well, we were together, so we'd have no show if anything happened to both of us on Thanksgiving. Well, no, I confess people would step in and take our place with great pleasure, wouldn't they?
Of course.
At least thankfully we're here to do it together. We'll get to that story about Mr. Litvinenko in a moment, but we certainly have to start review of the news with what can only be called a horrible week in Iraq.
Yes.
The deadliest sectarian attacks since the start of the war in 2003. Sunnis and Shiites launched attacks and counterattacks. President Bush is going to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki next week.
Yes.
What's the size of the problem that confronts them? What do they begin to do?
Well, first of all, it's interesting that they're meeting in Amman, Jordan, mm-hmm. not in the capital of Baghdad, which no longer is considered to be a safe place. Secondly, what President Bush needs very badly is to be able to get the assurance from Maliki that he will stay in this game, and furthermore, try to get some indication as to whether Maliki can see in the future some point where American troops can begin to pull out. Maliki, on the other hand, has the other side of that equation. He needs the reassurance from President Bush that they will stay. When you're in Maliki's position, you can't get too much reassurance.
What's the significance of the fact that Iraq and Syria restored full diplomatic relations this week after 25 years?
Well, there's a great fight for the loyalties there, and you can see that being played out now as here is Iran, which is playing the game now of trying to get the loyalty of a couple of countries, including even Iraq, mm-hmm. because the majority in Iraq are Shiites. There are connections there. Syria has been drawn into this. Just as the United States is trying to gain support, and Vice President Cheney is on his way to have talks with Saudi Arabia and bring them into the... Mm-hmm. But on either side, they're trying to gain support from some people in the area. And it's really very unsure how this will come out.
And, of course, in Lebanon this week, you had the stunning political assassination of the Interior Minister, Pierre Gemayel.
Yes.
From an old Falange family, the family that founded the Falange's party. Syria, of course, has been...
And anti-Hezbollah. You always have to look for...
Yes, anti-Hezbollah, right. Certainly more to the point. Obviously, now people began to say immediately afterwards, Hezbollah fingerprints are over this, or Syrian fingerprints over it. Nothing has been demonstrated so far. What could an even more explosive situation in Lebanon due to the tinderbox in the Middle East?
The most explosive part of this whole situation is the United States is now arrayed, as though this were a Cold War, is now arrayed against Iran for who is going to wield influence in this area. Mm-hmm. So it gets played out in Lebanon, it's gets played out in Iraq even, and now Syria has been drawn into it. I don't think it is possible for normal people to fully understand mm-hmm. all the things that are at play right now in the Middle East, but they're scary.
And are there strains, new strains, added to the relationship or lack of relationship between the U.S. and Syria, now that people are raising questions about Syrian involvement, just at the time when the United States would like some, at least, complicity with Syria in Iraq?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. The United States wants to have support of Iran. Here is Iran, which is busy, they say, building a nuclear bomb. Here is wanting to wipe out Israel. But the United States, all the same, looks for support from them. Looks for support from Syria, which is probably implicated in the murder not only of Gemayel, but two or three other Lebanese Christian or otherwise anti-Hezbollah in the first place. There's a struggle for the whole soul of the Middle East going on right now. And how it will come out knows only God.
And former KGB spy Alexander Litvinenko died Thursday at a hospital in London.
Yes.
Suspected that he was poisoned. He certainly thinks it was by this present Russian government. He was investigating the death of a prominent Russian journalist.
Exactly. Politkovskaya, a very popular dissenting journalist who been murdered. It's believed by people with the help of the KGB, former KGB, FSB. Mm-hmm. And so now you have this man who has been busy investigating one murder, and he comes down with an illness which is attributed now to a radioactive substance called polonium-210. It can be entered into your food, into your bloodstream, and whatever. And that fellow, Alexander Litvinenko, apparently, so the British authorities say, having imbibed it in one way or another and being killed by radioactivity. And that becomes scary in a couple of ways.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Sure thing.